dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Monday, February the 11th, start of another fun-filled week in the financial world. Bobby Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is eaglesup.com. This weekend, spent 2 days listening to various speakers at the Cambridge Gold Show Conference, which was held right next to where the Super Bowl took place in Glendale, Arizona. There was a whole gaggle of well-known financial wizards there. Bill Murphy from Gata, old friend David Morgan talking about silver. He must have a smile on his face today because he was he was very bullish on silver over the weekend. And in large part, it was because of the fact that, and I will attest to this, what a lot of people don't understand about the silver market is the demand on silver over the last 3 months has been, we have sold at Republic Trading Group, I can honestly say we have sold more silver in the last 3 months than we have in the last 2 years. And if this is the pattern at Republic Trading Group, I can assure you it's a pattern with many gold dealers around the country. So there's been a huge physical demand for silver. And obviously, Dave's very bullish about silver. It is also apropos over this weekend that on Saturday, at the G7 meeting, the Italian member of the G7 made an announcement that caused a few feathers to be ruffled when he said that the IMF was considering selling a large chunk of its gold come April. Well, the gold market responded today with three words: bring it on. Anyway, quick check, we'll get into all the stuff that was said a little bit later. Another seesaw swinging day for the Dow. At one point, Dow was down about 120 points. Ended the day up 57 at 12,240. NASDAQ up 15, 2,320. The S&P 500 up almost 8 points at 1,339. Never to see 1,500 again. I know I shouldn't say things like that, but it's Monday. What can we do? We'll have the metals prices when we return.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt? Tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In the Metals Complex today was another spectacular day. Gold had a low of 915, a high of 926. It ended the day at 923.20, off 80 cents on the day. Silver had a low of $17.12, at a high of $17.60. Last time it was here was in the 80s. Silver closed up 29 cents at $17.52. Yes, my friends. Why do I keep on doing that? A 1 ounce American Eagle is fast closing in on $20. Big winner today, and it shouldn't come as a shock or a surprise, platinum up $52 at $1,939. Platinum actually had a high of $1,943 because the powers that be in South Africa announced that they most probably won't fix the power grids for probably another 4 years. Palladium up $4 at $444, currently in Asian trading. Gold up 10 cents at $923.30, silver off 2 cents at $17.50. Not getting any readings on platinum or palladium. Oil higher today, and in large part was the reason why the Dow fell out of bed early in the session, together with bad news from AIG Insurance, a little bit of collateral debt obligation chicanery going on with AIG, and the auditors saying they're going to have to write down a whole bunch more than they've already written down. U.S. dollar was weaker by a few basis points, closed the day at 76.64. Obviously, also affecting the oil price today was statements. We told you this on Friday. Originally, I misreported that the U.S. Treasury had seized $17 billion of Venezuela's assets. It was a court case by Exxon, both in the United Kingdom and in the U.S., based on the seizing, the nationalizing of its assets in Venezuela. And Chavez making a statement today that he's going to close the spigot of oil to the United States. And just to show you how skittish these folks are on Wall Street, it's, as I've said many times before, there's no rational thought. These people are so stressed out that shoot first, ask questions later, until somebody figured out, well, if he shuts off the spigot to the United States, who's Hugo Chavez going to sell his oil to? You see, because Venezuela has a particular type of crude oil that can only be refined into gasoline in a few refineries that are in the United States. In other words, there are no refineries anywhere else on the planet that can deal with the crude that comes from Venezuela. Apparently, it's so thick it's like treacle. So that initial shock was displaced when people figured out, well, if he cuts off the oil, he's just cutting off his nose to spite his face because he can't sell it to anybody else out there. So that was the oil story. Oil, as we said, closed at $93.59 a barrel. And once again, we have the specter of a $100 barrel of oil looming on the horizon. Now, as I mentioned, and I've got to clear this up because there's been a whole bunch of rumors that have been circulating on the internet, and I don't doubt on some talk shows around the country, that the U.S. Mint has run out of silver. And there's no question, for those of you that ordered silver 2-3 weeks ago, you more than likely have only recently received your shipments, and if you haven't received your shipments, they're on the way. But there was a serious delay, and there was a shortage of silver for a good part of the month of January. And the reason for this is the Mint started distributing 08 Silver Eagles in the first week in January. The problem was that nobody got delivery of any of their Silver Eagles. And the reason for that was certain entities who shall remain unknown, but they do sell a lot of product on home shopping networks, bought up all the available supply of 08 Silver Eagles from the U.S. Mint. What they then do is they go through every single coin in the case. The U.S. Mint ships out cases of Silver Eagles. There's 500 in a case, 25 rolls, individual, 20 rolls. When we say a roll of Silver Eagles, we mean 20 Eagles. So you get 25 rolls of 20 Eagles in a full treasury chest. And so what these entities do is they go through these cases and they select coins that they know will grade out from either PCGS, NGC, or ICG, will grade out as MS-70s. Why do they do this? Well, they do it because they sell them for $50 a piece. And if you can get that kind of money for a $20 Silver Eagle, you are making good money. And so what they do is they pick out the time it takes them, they pick out all the good ones, and then all those coins that are known in the industry, but they are not, so don't take this personally, they refer to them as the rejects because they didn't come out MS-70. And so you are starting to see the 08s finally coming back into the market as we speak. But that doesn't take away from the fact in any way, shape, or form, that as far as physical silver is concerned, there is a tight squeeze. Because, as I said earlier, if the business that we do here at Republic Trading Group is any indication of what the rest of the industry is going through, we have sold more silver in 3 months than we sold in 2 years. And the logic behind that is pretty simple. Because gold is getting to a price, well look, right now, a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle is going to cost you almost $1,000. $969 is what a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle is going to cost you. And so it's just natural that people look at silver, as it's been aptly called, a poor man's gold, and they see, obviously, a better opportunity in silver than they do in gold. Because now gold is, and we're not talking historical prices here. To get to historical pricing, gold is going to, as we've said many times before, it's going to get to $2,200 an ounce. But still, at 900, psychologically speaking, it's surpassed, obviously, the 1980 highs. And so this is a natural thing that is happening. But as David Morgan pointed out over the weekend, it's not going to take too many more months before we do see a serious silver shortage, because we have been operating in deficits in silver for many years. The other reason that was speculated by a few people I spoke to at this Gold Show conference over the weekend was that, and many of them said, because of the fact that the IMF came out and made this silly announcement that we're going to sell our gold in order to raise funds, the thing that they said is one great thing about silver, unlike gold, is that we never have to worry about the IMF coming out and saying we're going to offload a whole bunch of silver onto the market, because the IMF has no silver. Central banks don't have silver. Silver is entirely free, void of any major manipulation coming into the market, that entities can suppress the price by offloading large quantities. And so, I'm always reluctant to say this. Some of the prices that were being bandied around were somewhere south of $100 an ounce for silver with no time frame attached to it. But that is the general consensus of a lot of people. Now, bear in mind, at this gold show, these weren't gold dealers. These were mining guys. There must have been, I don't know, off the top of my head, maybe 40 mining companies that were represented there. None of your big ones like Newmont or Barrick, but a lot of small independent mines stretched all over the planet. And so it was an amazing collection of people and varying degrees of optimism and pessimism abounded. We'll have more when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
A billion people died on the news tonight, but not so many cried at the devil's sight. Well, Mama said, it's just make believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Monday. I should have taken notes when I was there, but I never think about these things. Because there were so many subjects covered. They had workshops and various things. The one big concern that the miners, if there was one concern they all had, by and large, was the rising costs of producing either, whether it's silver, gold, there were some uranium developers there as well. And sometimes we seem to forget this. We think that mines will automatically be profitable just simply because gold is trading at $950 an ounce, and most of these small mining companies don't have hedge books. In other words, they never sold any future production, so what they produce, they get full market value for. But obviously, they also have to deal with, as we all have to deal with, higher costs. Whether it's labor costs, whether it's equipment costs, whether it's government regulation, or whether it's to meet various, and a lot of them were complaining, especially the American miners were complaining about all these stupid environmental laws that they have to comply with, which is obviously adds to the bottom line. And so add that all in, and obviously the big talk was the situation going on in South Africa. Because we are seeing an ever-increasing demand for minerals from South Africa, and because of, obviously, the inability to keep the lights on, a lot of these mines have to shut down or move onto a schedule that is not conducive to business, meaning that they've got to lay off a whole bunch of people. And a lot of these mines as well, when you shut down a mine is kind of almost like a living, breathing thing. And you shut off its oxygen supply, You can't just switch on hit a switch and everything, and the lights come back on and everything works fine. It causes immense damage, which once again adds to the whole cost of this debacle that's going on in South Africa. And in large part, it's look what platinum did today, up $52. And that was based on, obviously, the situation. A lot of people thought it would only be a temporary thing. Well, no, it's not a temporary thing. It is a permanent thing. It's there. They're not going to solve the problem. As they stated, Eskom, the utility company, stated it's going to be 4 years. They're going to have to build new power plants. Even though they had power plants on the drawing board, but they diverted funds from building new power plants to buying guns. Nobody can figure out why they want to buy so much weaponry. After all, who are they going to be fighting outside of each other, which is going on in Kenya as we speak? But these were a lot of the discussions that were there, but it didn't take away from the enthusiasm that most of them felt about where the prices were going. You would be hard-pressed to find anybody who, forget $1,000 gold, that's already a given, by the way. And look, we're only a couple of bucks away from it as it is, so that's a no-brainer. The big question was $2,000 gold. And in light of, obviously, the worsening economic crisis that we are facing, it was just reported today that world stock markets in the month of January lost $5.2 trillion. We don't even know how to figure out $1 billion. But $5.2 trillion was wiped off the books in the month of January. And we haven't even scratched the surface of how bad this economic crisis we're in. Some estimates, there's an additional $400 billion that is going to have to be written off by various banking institutions and insurance companies like AIG. I mean, we don't even know where all these little bomblets are that are going off. We haven't even heard about the 401k plans or the retirement plans that are heavily invested in these collateralized debt obligations. Every day is going to be a new adventure, and new companies are going to be, companies that are stalwart names out there are going to go by the wayside. They will go belly up. Banks are going to go belly up. The FDIC is already informing anybody that will listen, that it's got a whole bunch of banks sitting on its death watch, as they call it. In other words, these banks that are undercapitalized and overexposed to these CDOs are going to fail. And the FDIC may not come out and bail out a lot of the depositors. Now, I don't want you to get wiggy about that. Everybody goes, well, they're up to 100,000. Well, it seems as though they want to change the rules. Maybe they see something coming down the pipe. Well, I bet.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655. 213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone.
A few little technical problems, but we don't run into the buzzsaw of technical problems, but things happen, and after all, it is Monday. So where's the, what's the next shoe to drop? Well, apparently a lot of people are looking at Japan. Apparently there's still $300 billion of bad debt out there. And according to Ambrose Evans-Pritchard, Japan could be hiding a big chunk of it. He says, just as battered investors have begun to glimpse signs of recovery in America, the next shoe has dropped with an almighty thud in Japan. Echoes are rumbling across the Far East. The Tokyo bourse has crumbled, suffering the worst start of the year since the Second World War. The Nikkei index is down 17% since Christmas, and shares of the Japanese banks are leading the slide. So we've got these... You see, these are, you know, we spoke about this many years ago when that new word made it into our lexicon, the term derivative. Everybody goes, well, what's a derivative? Well, it's a financial instrument that uses leverage to enhance one's positions. Now, derivatives were concocted by really smart people, and nobody could figure out the underlying value of a derivative, but everybody swore by them because it was the finest of computer models ever devised by the human mind. And we always questioned the use of these derivatives and the super leverage that was involved in them, that at some point in time, you were going to come across a financial situation where the values of these derivatives would be brought into question because they were such complicated instruments that nobody could figure them out. And that's exactly where we find ourselves today. And when anybody spoke about regulating the derivative market, there was a hue and cry from Wall Street. Oh, no, you can't do this. You can't, mere mortals of Congress critters, you couldn't figure out what this derivative is good for the economy. It's basically what spurred the whole economy in the 90s, was obviously the use of these derivatives. And we've often spoken about the black swan theory. And the reason why we are facing this economic calamity that we are facing right now is because these people who created these computer models never took into consideration the black swan. In other words, they never anticipated there would come a time when we would have, obviously, a decline in real estate prices. You see, and the story, for those of you who don't know it, about black swans for hundreds of years, it was disputed that there were black swans. Everybody accepted the fact that there were only white swans. Until somebody went to Australia and they saw a black swan. And that completely destroyed the whole theory of white swans. Because here it was, though everybody had been all over the place and they hadn't seen a black swan, all of a sudden a black swan appears in Australia. And then they go, well, then that messed that whole thing up. So the black swan theory is, these people just simply assumed that real estate prices would continue to rise without ever thinking that some point in time that when real estate prices corrected, there would be a major problem. And this is what we are facing today. We are facing the reality of the black swan, that real estate prices have corrected and are still going to correct. That's why I say this problem is not going away by any stretch of the imagination. We barely scratch the surface because real estate, and I know some people are going to get upset with me when I tell you this, but real estate prices are going to decline another 20% this year. And I'm being conservative with my estimates. Some of the people I heard over the weekend were talking about 30 to 40% corrections granted in certain areas around the country. As a matter of fact, Forbes magazine has an article out in its latest edition called The 15 Worst Cities in America. And it shouldn't come as a shock or surprise what these 15 cities are and who runs these particular cities. The worst city, obviously, is Detroit, followed closely second by Flint. And and these are the cities that are obviously basket cases as we speak. But what's happening in Detroit and in Flint and in various other places is now happening in many states like California, Compton. And what happens when these entities in themselves collapse? It just feeds off onto onto what are historically known as stable and safe cities. Because nobody can escape this in any way, shape, or form. When you have a middle-class neighborhood where one or two houses in this neighborhood go into foreclosure, it affects every house price in the neighborhood. One day your house is worth $400,000, but because the guy next door to you went into foreclosure, because obviously he didn't have a job, he lied about his income, the broker helped him lie with that, so that house is gone. But guess what happens? Your house gets the penalty because of your neighbor. And so this is stretching across neighborhoods. It is happening here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I mean, I can't believe it. I've said this before. I drive down some of these streets, and you see the big red signs in the windows, and you know exactly what the red sign is all about. This is a foreclosed home. I went down a street the other day. There were three of them. And so this feeds on itself. You've now got a number of these mortgage lenders that are sending letters to homeowners who thought that they had a little rainy day fund, they had an equity line of credit, that in case something went wrong, they could dip into their equity line of credit, but the mortgage people say, well, you can forget about that. That's gone. You don't have that little safety valve any longer. And why are they doing this? Because a lot of people who know they're going to go into foreclosure, they dip into their equity, their line of credit. Look, if we're going to go belly up, we might as well take as much money out of this house as we can. Now, to add insult to injury, and just to give you an idea and a flavor how bad this is going to get, why we haven't even seen the beginning of this, you now got lawyers, the bane of society, that have got websites. I think the website is, and don't quote me on this, I think it's called walkaway.com. And these are lawyer websites that are telling people how they can walk away from their homes and still stay in their homes for up to 8 months. In other words, they are telling people how to game the system. So if just think about this. If you the note holder on the home, and you've got deadbeats in your house, thanks to these lawyers, you won't be able to get them out for another 8 months. I was actually even listening to this one lawyer say, well, you could stay there for a year. This is like squatter rights or something to that effect. And so a lot of people are obviously going with this choice. So what this ultimately does is it just exacerbates an already horrendous problem. And as I said, we're at the beginning of this. We haven't even started to see the full impact on how this is going to affect, and it's going to affect everybody. It's not an isolated incident. You can sit there and say, well, I wasn't dumb enough to go out and get myself into a house I couldn't afford. But even, I mean, this is what's so sad about it. People who played by the rules, who qualified for a mortgage, had proof of income, put 20% down on their homes, paid their mortgage on time. These are people that are getting nailed. Now, the president came out the other day and made this big to-do about how he is going to save homeowners, which is a myth in and of itself, because there's no way you're going to save these homeowners. Well, it's a good thing that the Federal Reserve is reducing interest rates so that people can refinance and keep their homes. No. Refinancing is only for a privileged few. Because a large majority of these people who want to refinance are not going to qualify. This is according to CNN. The good news, mortgage rates are down. The bad news, it's much harder to qualify for a refinanced home loan these days. What's more, the borrowers who need to refinance the most because of their adjustable rate mortgages, the ARMs as they are known, are resetting to higher interest rates, are among those having the most trouble winning approvals. According to Bob Moulton, president of the American Mortgage Group, of Long Island, New York, he says, I'm turning away about 60 to 75% of the clients who come to me for a refi. Some don't have enough equity and others just simply have bad credit scores. So this bailout is not a bailout at all. It's only going to bail out a very few select people. He goes on, he adds that during the boom years, lenders approved most anyone with a pulse. Not so today. Mortgage brokers recognize this and are now being very selective about the clients whose applications they choose to submit to the likes of Wells Fargo and Bank of America. If an applicant has poor credit or a home whose value is rapidly deteriorating, they're just simply not going to bother. If the person is sweet Polly purebred, good income, good assets, high credit score, there's money out there, said Moulton, but if not, then it's harder. Interest rates are way down. 5.67% is the going rate for a 30-year fixed. And that has generated a spike in refinancing. Total mortgage applications were up 73% last week from a year earlier, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. And 69% of those applications were for refis. Last February, when interest rates were about 6.3%, about 46% of applications were for refis. The make or break metric for anyone looking to refinance right now is home equity. The difference between what is owed on the house and what the house is worth. But with home prices down, many homeowners have little of that precious commodity left. If you have an 80% loan with a 10% home equity loan, you may not be able to refinance, says Peter Gabriel, a mortgage broker in Connecticut. Consider a homeowner bought in Miami a year ago with 20% down. Home prices there fall in 15% in the past year, wiping out three-quarters of the equity. Lenders who want collateral that's worth more than the value of the loan or worry about having so little cushion. If they have to repossess and resell the house, they're on the hook for a big loss. No lender would take that deal, said Mark Savitt, president of the National Association of Mortgage Brokers. It's a lot different from 2 years ago. The bar has been raised for credit scores when it comes to refinancing. Those with high credit scores are getting very good rates, but the lenders have heightened the requirements to qualify. Instead of a score of 680 for the best rate, a borrower may now need 700. For example, Gabriel has a client who wants to cash out a deal. The client has lots of equity in his house, but he has a dismal credit score. His credit score is 552. I used to have 20 lenders I could send to him. Now there's maybe one. And so this is a circumstance that's going on all around the country. There's no quick fix to this. A little rebate check of $600. Well, is it six? Yeah, $600. It's coming in when? May. President's going to sign it into law on Wednesday. That should be a big signing ceremony. On the White House lawn, I'm sure, in the Rose Garden, where all kinds of platitudes will be spoken about how he's saving the economy for the average American. No, he's not. As a matter of fact, if it's doing anything, it's making the situation worse because we're adding to the national debt. But then again, they got a printing press, so they can just print that money out without any consequences. And this discussion, by the way, I mean, here we are at a gold conference talking about guys telling me about how much gold they have in a ton of ore and what geologists have found. But it always comes back to the reality of where we are today, because it affects them just as much as it affects us. They are having to suffer with those problems with their workforces as it goes. And not all mines are equal, by the way. I don't even know why I went there, to be perfectly honest, because I'm not really interested in mining, although I do own a couple of mining shares, but just for fun. And by the way, they're doing very well. Not as good as bullion, but they're doing okay. Anyway, we'll take a short one. Well, we're almost away out of time already. How did that happen? Where did the time go? We'll take a short break and be right back. Hey!
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Segment for today. I could have done a three-hour show today because I hardly touched on the silliness of the IMF's announcement of selling $92 billion worth of gold. Now most people go, that's a lot of gold. Well, in the big scheme of things, it's not a lot of gold. And as Mr. Murphy from Gatta stated, that there's a lot of people out there, well, a lot of countries out there, that are salivating at the prospect of buying IMF gold. China, for one. China has, as we know, $1 trillion in reserves. $92 billion would be a drop in the bucket for China to scoop up that gold. And there are many other people, central banks, countries, institutions, that are looking to get rid of Federal Reserve notes. And what better way to get rid of... I mean, think about this. If you were holding a couple $100 million in Federal Reserve notes, and you had an opportunity to convert it into something else that was appreciating in value rather than depreciating in value, do you think that you would be one of those people standing in line ready to scoop up the $92 billion worth of gold that the IMF wants to drop on the market? Now, we don't know the exact method that they are going to use. We don't know if they're going to pass it off piecemeal. But as Bill Murphy said, it's rather than as we've been living for many years with this constant thing hanging over our heads of the IMF, whenever you get a gold rally, announces sale of gold. This time around, most of the people at this conference were very bullish on the IMF sale, saying it will do exactly the opposite. Rather than suppress prices, it's going to be great for gold. As Jim Sinclair says in an article today, any sales of gold have nothing to do with the market for gold, as not one ounce will ever be seen by the free market. And that's a fact of life. Anyways, tomorrow, as you know, Bob Chapman, on the International Forecaster, will be joining John Stadtmuller on the National Intel Report. And we'll be giving away something for free. Yes, International Forecaster. On a free copy. Better tune in. Till then, bye.